Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty Yahweh promises to gather everyone together. I am a Hebrew. We are Hebrew.
I am a Hebrew, I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew, I was born in Indiana.
I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私は Hebrew で、日本で生まれました。
Soy hebrea, nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew from West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straight Lane.
We are Hebrew.
Hello, my sister.
I love my sisters. Bless you, hallelujah. 5 days until the Day of Atonement, 6 days until I see some of you, and Christina's already here. Brittany's already here. Bless you all. You're live on Sister Sister. Shalom. Bless family. Praise Yahweh. Thank you to everyone who is listening in tonight. Some of you have packed up already. Glory be to Yah. You hear my son with me? Let's go to Mother Jennifer.
Hallelujah. Blessings to you, Sister Ashley. Blessings to all the daughters of Zion. It's so good to be here for another episode of Sister to Sister. I truly look forward to seeing everyone at this upcoming feast. We had a blessed Feast of Trumpets, and it was just an awesome experience to see what, everyone was doing and praise to our King and blowing the trumpets and coming together and being unified. It was just a wonderful thing to see that taking place all over. That's all I have, Sister Ashley. I can hear you very well, and I pray that you can hear me. I have the chat room pulled up, and it looks like we're good to go.
Hallelujah. I know you can't see us to everyone who's listening tonight, but we really want to just take all the stiffness out of the air and just praise the Most High Yah. We got a background audience. I got saints with me. My sisters, can you shout a big hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
And the feast is right around the corner. Hallelujah. Some of us, it's our favorite feast and time of year. Sister Christina's here. Bless you, Sister Christina. Yes, all the way from Louisiana, right? And how many hours?
Was 12.
12 hours today she traveled. Left at 3 a.m. We saw her, what, 5:30? 4:30, 5:30?
4:30.
Yeah, 4:30. Hallelujah. Go on and tell them a little bit about your background, Mother Jennifer.
Hallelujah. Sister Ashley, I have a listening audience with me, a live audience for the very first time. So I have I've got five of my dear beloved sisters, daughters here with me tonight. Do y'all want to say hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
So praise y'all.
We've never had this before. I do the broadcast from my bedroom, and I was telling Sister Ashley that, you know, I said, well, I guess we could just all cram into the bedroom. So that's exactly what we did, and it's a joy and a blessing to have them here with me.
Praise, yeah. Bless you. Bless y'all, live audience there in Georgia. Thanks for tuning in. Tonight we wanna always, of course, be before you in seriousness. Just leading a conversation that's going to be edifying, but at the same time, tonight's going to be fun. We're going to play some fun songs. You're going to hear us probably in the background jamming and dancing along, really setting the tone for what's coming up. Of course, all praises to the Most High Yah for our show, for this season, for all those who have labored in this vineyard, who have made it, and who Yah has kept, who have sacrificed their lives, their hands, and their time for the Most High Yah. I praise them for every one of you. I have admired this past year greatly in a very personal way. I've admired the Most High Yah in each of you, in a lot of people who are all fit in the body, doing their thing. And I truly meditate on that a lot, just how perfect he is. What did Pastor say? We need each other, right? We need each other. I'll play that clip tonight, too. Bless the Most High Yah for Deacon Bell, for his strength, for helping him with his knee and overcome. Hallelujah for every one of you who have a righteous leader, an elder, a master ahead in your life. I'm thankful for what he's doing. And with the feast coming up, I pray that we're staying grateful. You know, shake the offense and shake the negativity and shake the mind and the sin that so easily besets us. And let's press on and have a great time at this feast coming up. Of course, Day of Atonement is a somber feast, a day of reflection, a day of atoning for our sins. So let's not forget how important that atonement and that blood really is. I appreciate that day. I told little Judah today, Mother Jennifer, I said, you got to be just as exciting about Day of Atonement as you are the Feast of Trumpets. And she made the funniest face. I wish I could show for you guys, because she, you know, kind of looked at me like, how do I do that? You know, but I understand that her age is a beautiful answer. So bless you all. We got some tens, I hope. Roll them in if you hear us. We've talked long enough. Tens on both ends. Where's everybody at? It's a low listening audience tonight. Oh, well, here we are with the righteous. Thanks for tuning in. Mother Jennifer, any acknowledgments or just any announcements?
I want to make an announcement, Sister Ashley. Of course, first of all, I'd just like to acknowledge the Most High Yah for continuing to keep us through every single season, through the feast, through the dead seasons, always having his hand on us. It just truly is a blessing to belong to him. I want to acknowledge my head, Elder Rufus, such a very selfless and patient man. You know, and I watch everything that he does for Israel. And it just makes me appreciate him that much more. I truly pray that I just show him my love through my obedience and my submission to him. And I just want to acknowledge our shepherd, Pastor Dow, for preparing us, you know, for what's to come, showing us what it is to have a relationship with the Most High, showing us what our roles should be as women. You know, the live broadcast that he had today, just really giving us such a somber and a sobering look at the things that are to come, the things that we have to examine in our own hearts, and just really showing us how the Most High is keeping us through all that. So blessings to our shepherd, blessings to his family. And Sister Ashley, I just want to check on the Be a Blessing list. I know that you said that we've reached the goal with the Clorox wipes and Viva paper towels, but we are still in need of some other items. Can you please let us know how we're doing on the Be a Blessing list?
Bless you all. Thanks to anyone who has shared anything. It's my hope that a lot of you will be bringing it with you because we don't have enough plates or bowls or cups. Silverware, we could use more, but it's not the priority. Right now it's the bowls, the plates, the cups. We don't have enough for even half of a feast. So we hope there's more to come. If not, we will be going out to gather those things. Canned goods have come in. Thank you for that. Nothing is to be removed off yet. The Viva paper towels and the Clorox wipes were done with those two items, but nothing else is to be taken off. So I don't want to say don't bring cans, but most definitely paper goods are priority at this point. And thank you for asking.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, you cut off just a little bit, Mother. Can you say one more thing?
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. I was just ready for you to go ahead and go forward. I did want to bring up that point about the Be a Blessing list because I know this is our last broadcast before the feast. Go ahead.
It is our last broadcast before the feast. Cheyenne's here now. Hallelujah. Cheyenne's going to be a fun show. We're just going to hang out. I got Brittany tonight, too. Yo, where's your hand, Christina? Where are you? Okay, she went out for a moment. Hey, everyone who's listening, bless you to the communities. I want to give a little plug. This is a little difficult for me because I want something that is going to be offered at the marketplace, but I'm going to put it out there because you guys might get it first. That's the risk that I'm taking. That's okay. I call him my son because Marshall is my sister, and she has a son named Josh. Josh has posters. One of them in particular. Now, you guys are going to, like, love different ones, right? One is a Straightway Help Me. It's, like, it's really awesome. It's basically women on it, sisters. Like, it's really nice. My absolute favorite is the one for Lion's Den, Dad Law, with the symbol, the man with the shield. Like, it's nice. He's going to be at Marketplace. He's going to be he's going to be near the children's marketplace where his mom will be setting up near the pavilion, I think. But I'm telling you now, you're going to want that poster. He's only got limited few posters. He's got more than those two images as well. Absolutely. And he's got stickers and some other things. But really, really, it's awesome. I have to say that. And I'm not worried about anyone buying mine. Don't worry, because I can just get my own. I see them weekly. Hallelujah. But I told him, man, son, I really, really support what he's doing. Anyway, you know I love Tamika's deodorant. I'm going to say that all the time. What else? What do we love? Y'all got some loves? Some things that when you go around, Brittany, what do you love?
Grandma Barb soap.
Grandma Barb soap. Grandma Vicky soap. Mother's stuff, of course. I like anything but Carol. I like Sister Susie's scrubbies. Some say that they're too rough for the body, but I really, really like them. She hand makes them. So, yes, I love them, love them. $5 a piece, so I stock up. What else should we support? I mean, there's so many. Allie Mack does her own pass. Tomoko's Kiefer. Anybody tears up. We like the tables that you can stop by and grab something to eat and drink, right?
The children like that. Sarah's,
yeah, the firesider shots. That was nice. That was nice for anyone's throat who was, you know, it's cold this year. I hope you have some On Guard, some vitamin C, some Colloidal Silver, some Knock It Out of the Park, antibacterial, something for your body, right? Bring it, pack it. Hallelujah. I always have a line at my house of like tea, you know, like my throat seems like it's hurting. Can I have something? Absolutely. So I make a lot of teas. Hey, tonight's just going to be fun. We're going to talk about the feast, but I want to talk to Brittany too. What's brewing over there on your side, Mother Jennifer?
Well, they're pretty quiet over here, Sister Ashley. It's so new to
them. They're so used to
I think they're trying to be, you know, they just want to be respectful. So I understand that, but yeah, they're excited about the feast, and Everybody is preparing and getting ready, and there's a lot of preparation that takes place, but we're just excited. We're excited to see our family very soon. Sister Ashley?
Speaking of preparation, I just passed the menu to Brittany. Brittany, come over here, please. Sit right here beside of Cheyenne. I want to chat with Brittany. Brittany, you heard Brittany's voice last week. Hallelujah. Hey, I just passed you the menu. What do you think? I'm not putting any words in your mind. Like, what do you think about the menu?
My, oh, my. It's a lot.
A lot of what?
A lot of saints coming. A lot of organization. A lot of preparation. A lot of amounts. And a lot of food.
Yes.
A lot of food. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Wow. Is that kind of cool to be on this end, right?
It is.
So this is your first time coming before a feast.
Right.
And this is your first time being in on the prep work.
Yes.
We cut up some chicken yesterday.
Right. And today.
Because I did a lot of just like standing and saying, please cut it this way, please back it this way, holding my baby. But what do you think about that whole chicken process?
It's a lot of chicken. If you put it all together yesterday and today, I don't even know how many hundreds of pounds of chicken.
1,020
pounds of chicken.
And that's not, of course, the beef or...
Right.
I want to give a shout-out and just a special thank you to anyone who, you know, does enjoy the meals, or maybe if it's not even your favorite, that you still just eat what's set before you and enjoy the love that's put into them. I know a lot of people cook, you know, at their tents, and they grill out, and they have a good time, and I really like that and the way that that's going to. Christina, come on up and have a seat right here, please, somewhere. No, you're fine. No. I wanted to kind of bring my microphone out tonight. Brittany, don't get up. No. If you can see us all, I know Sister Aya has a big smile on her face. She just wants to be here, right? Aya, we're going to squeeze you soon. Look, when I see Tammy and my other crew, y'all just left from cutting chicken.
Right.
Like, just moments ago, right, Christina?
Yes, ma'am.
Like, did you even have time to pop by your tent?
No,
you came from chicken here.
Yeah.
Did you walk up?
Yes,
so she came from chicken, hiked up, got here just a few minutes late, and that means some of my other crew is coming up from chicken right now, literally, and they started around, I don't know, 4 o'clock or so. We ordered, I don't know how much meatballs we got. That was a lot. You know we got 50 bags of meatballs. You know we got like 30,
120
meatballs times 50. Whatever that is.
6,000
meatballs. We got, I don't know, 500 dozen of eggs. Between 300 to 500 that we actually will, like, buy or use or consume or whatever, right? It's just we start with maybe 300. We go from 50 gallons of milk to up to 100 gallons of milk.
Because
that's used for, you know, anything and everything. Hundreds of pounds of flour. Right?
Butter.
Mm-hmm. Cases of butter. Yes to the olive oil and the honey that we use.
Rice.
Mm-hmm. And 110 cups minimum for most meals, up to 175 cups in one meal. Mm-hmm. So the kitchen's it's popping. Y'all know, right? Everybody. Y'all can smile tonight. You can be loud. Look, I got a serious crowd, too. That's what I was going to say, Sister. I know it's strange when we don't see our audience and everybody that's listening. Y'all don't get to see all these beautiful faces and holy women I'm around. But that's what I was going to say. When everybody shows up, I'm playing some songs, and we're going to do some of our praise in the background just to, I don't know, lighten the atmosphere and just really thank the Father for making it this far. You got here safe, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Brittany's got the menu. I'll take that back. That's priceless. That's gold right there. Everybody that goes into every community, thank you so much for everything you're bringing. Y'all know we got the Midnight Air. It's actually picked, you know, the date is pre-picked this year, so everybody kind of knows it's going to be Thursday night. And we're going to have some awesome dining experiences. Ring your dollars to just give some offerings to the tents, to the fried Oreos, to the funnel cake, to the chicken cake. Am I supposed to say these things? To the tacos. I think I am. Tacos. All right, so for a moment, we're going to go to just Brittany. Brittany, there's a couple of things that I want to give the Father all praise for. My brother JC too. He had a miracle recently.
Hallelujah.
In the know. You took some phone calls this week.
I did.
Since you've been here,
So what's the phone calls been like?
Oh, man. They run the gamut, but mostly of what I've seen are people who are just confused.
Confused?
They are confused. They'll say, hey, you know, I just found pastor, but I'm listening to this group or that group. I remember one man called and said, well, I want to know when you all keep the feast. The group that I'm with, they're about to keep the Passover. And I just said, I'm sorry, excuse me, did you say the Passover? He said, yes, they're about to keep the Passover. And, you know, we had Passover.
Like right now.
A year ago.
Right. So, and he said, you know, he just really wanted some more information about the feast, how to keep them. And people are just doing a lot. They have their ear in so many different things.
Famine for the hearing of the word, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
So you coming this early and never coming before this early. Usually just coming, throwing up
right.
your tent and leaving,
and leaving right?
right? What's the difference? I mean, I know there's a lot of differences, but.
Whoa. Seeing what all goes into preparing for the feast, I did not know. I mean, I knew it was a lot. I just didn't know it was this much. And I still don't know everything that goes into preparing the feast, preparing for the feast. But that's been the biggest thing, being able to really see the sisters, how they move, how they work, how they balance being married, having children, with just everyday life on the community.
Hallelujah. That's well said. Let's just give a what'd you do today?
Oh, man.
Just today.
What did I do today?
Well, after breakfast, we did the kitchen cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Which was, you've been on the ceiling team.
I've been on the ceiling team.
Tell them what that
yes.
is.
That is cleaning the dining hall ceiling, the kitchen ceiling.
Yes, the
making
ceiling.
Making sure
wow.
it's nice and...
All right, we won't share all the many variety compound chemical bombs that we try to get it off or to make it shiny.
Right.
Well, really, we
yes.
won't share all that, but it's a lot, right?
It's
I mean,
a lot.
It's attempting to get what's right, to make
right.
it look good, to make it smell good.
Right.
We had a new ceiling, I don't know how, it hasn't been too many years ago, and so probably this is our third cleaning of it.
Right.
We try to do it maybe, you know, once a year now or before the feast. And thank you for that, because that's looking up and scrubbing for a while.
Right.
That's your neck,
reaching,
your arms,
yes.
reaching on a ladder.
Or standing on a ladder.
Standing on yes. a ladder, or standing on a counter, on a table. Yes.
Chairs.
So thank you for that. All right, back to you ate breakfast, you cleaned the ceiling, and then what?
Right, I think we also did the shower house today.
Yes.
Me and a couple other sisters, we all just kind of took a part of it and knocked it out. We also rearranged the freezer so that we could have room for all of the food.
That's interesting because, look, you've been on that probably a few times. Hey,
yes.
Diane, you're betting this child of mine is asleep. She comes to hold him, y'all. I'm going to pass him over. She said, my baby. Mother Jennifer, you still there? You guys just smiling and going along with us?
We're still here, Sister Ashley, smiling and listening and going along. Please continue.
Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. So back to
right.
ceiling. I'm yeah. sorry, ceiling.
Ceiling.
Freezer. Look, yeah. I wanted to interject this freezer. The freezers, honestly, I check them at least every 2 days and mm-hmm. rotate them. Depending on what we used and cooked and took out of it and what we purchased and put in it,
yes.
which changes every week or every day mm-hmm. somebody cooks and takes something out. So every 2 days for months before the feast, we check it. Diane, Tammy been a big part of that. This year we've got like all hands on deck doing it. Back to your freezer clean out. That was interesting though, right? We were just finding the appropriate containers to put the things in that we didn't need to occupy in a freezer. For example, we freeze our goods, like we freeze our oats, we freeze grits and cream of wheat, we freeze cornmeal, we always have, and we stash it in there for not just long-term use, but for proper temperature. And so we needed that freezer today. So we're going to pull that out. It's only temporary. It's for the weekend until the refrigerator truck opens up, which, yes, we have an 18-wheeler that Christina has been a part of time and time and time again. That's pretty amazing. Tell us about the refrigerator truck that rolls during the feast.
You know, I think it runs like a well-oiled machine.
Yes.
Probably. It's really well organized, and but we have to take inventory twice a day, sometimes three times a day. We're constantly stocking the fridge.
Inventory 2 to 3 times a day. Y'all hearing this? Keep speaking up.
Yes, ma'am. We got to keep the fridge in the kitchen stocked with, if I remember right, it's been a year, 6 gallons of milk.
A day.
Trying to remember how many dozen of eggs.
Kansas City cracks eggs, so it might be, yeah.
It's like 100 to 120
dozen a day.
Yes.
Yes.
And then butter, I think, is around 15, 20 pounds.
15 to 20 pounds of butter
yes.
a day.
Yes.
Yes.
And sometimes we have to restock it.
It's incredible, right? It's really
yes,
smooth.
Ma'am.
But the refrigerator truck, an 18-wheeler refrigerator
yes.
truck from front to back.
Yep.
Yeah, not too many empty spaces. We could hold more if we needed to, but it's going to be a shuffle, right?
Yes, we have more shelving.
Shelving, going up the right side
yes.
wall, right?
Yes.
So I remember, I think it was Elder Becker that went and picked those shelves up per Diane. Can I say begging, Diane? Is that okay? My phone doesn't work. She might text me yes or no, but she got her shelves after years of, let me tell you, I'm not sure if you know that refrigerator truck had no lights and it was parked at the halfway point on the hill. Did you know that?
So I heard about it, but
yeah.
I was blessed to come into it with lighting,
lights
even
and
a disco ball.
Yes, Tanasha's
and
really
stairs.
Taking it up. Yes, I think it was Carolina that was huge instrumental when it went down the hill, getting JC to run the lights and just did all that. When it was up the hill, lights was not practical. Couldn't get lights, so we're at the location. And then the steps was like a wobbly, propped up kind of thing. We really come a long way. Thanks to you, and you, we need each other, right? It gets better. It gets better every year. So, all right, back to what you did
today.
We're not finished yet.
No, we're not finished. So after, where did I stop? We did the breakfast, ceiling, refrigerator, shower house. One of the sisters asked me to help out with some dishwashing, so I helped out with that. Then there was dinner. And then there was chicken.
And then there was like 800 pounds of chicken.
Right.
So.
Yes.
And welcome, Tammy. Hallelujah. Bless you. It's going to be a fun broadcast. Mother Jennifer has an audience behind her in her bedroom. That's where she's at. Yeah, Tammy's got big eyes and said that's cool. hey, Mother Jennifer, you know, tell me, you guys used to bring big, big-time meals and food for us because we needed you to. Now you're running this chow hall. It might be a little bit different. It doesn't change your giving or your serving or your offering, but tell me a little bit about what that food run looked like. Like, you had to make special trips and pack it and all kinds of stuff. Give me a scenario.
It is. It's very different for us, Sister Ashley. We used to pre-make the things that we could do ahead of time, prep what we could prep ahead of time, you know, cut vegetables, blanch them, bag them, freeze them. And when it got to the point where the feast was, or the participants in the feast was too great to just bring coolers, we had to bring chest freezers. So I remember bringing 2 chest freezers to the feast at one point, and it would keep everything frozen until we were able to arrive on the land and transfer everything from the chest freezer into the refrigerator truck. And now we've been trusted to serve and run the chow hall, you know, doing the serving team. So now we're helping another community prep their items. This will be their first year in the kitchen. So we're helping them prep their items and giving them, you know, some tips on how to make the most of their time and, you know, how to properly do things, how to store the food so it stays cold and so it stays frozen and, you know, so we still have a hand in it, but it really is a blessing just to see how everything has evolved over time. Sister Ashley.
And that's the truth. Yes, it gets better every year, every time. I think just really good changes are made every year. And I know, like, even Sister Charita ran some things by me this year that I was like, oh, man, it's too late for now. But that's a dang good idea for a chow hall. So going forward, that'd be good. But it's always... when you put this many righteous minds together and just, I don't know, provoked by the Holy Spirit, we need each other, right?
Right.
Absolutely. Hallelujah. Absolutely. From Christina. Let me go to that clip really quick, okay? I'm still waiting on two people. We'll see if they're able to come, all right? If not, let's hear this real quick.
The way of Yah is literally to strip you from everything. I know it seems backwards and crazy, and but he really wants to strip you to rebuild you, because he's not, he already knows that you're not here to set up roots in this earth. So the world want to get you to chase after everything. Listen, if you serve Yah as an Israelite, you will have those things. You just ain't gonna have the way you want. You know, my house, my car, my this. Now it's going to be, it's gonna be in the family. Y'all getting that right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, whoever experiences these promises right here.
Hallelujah. Come on, Pastor.
No man has left.
Yeah.
Father, mother, wife, husband, daughter, sister, whatever it is. For my sake in the kingdom and not, shall not receive a hundredfold.
In this
life. How many people actually experiencing that? You're going to receive a hundredfold in this life, but that's how you lose. And in the world come, eternal life. I'm still waiting. Show me the ministry. Show me the ministry. They're showing y'all that. Sorry, folks, we need each other. They, without us, could not be made perfect.
Family.
I couldn't be made perfect without y'all.
Oh, man.
No, don't get me wrong. I understand I'm the preacher. He's the teacher, but we can't be perfect without you, though. It's just the way y'all designed it. We need each other to be perfect. Y'all need us because we're old and experienced, and y'all young. And then we need y'all because y'all gonna try our patience. Being stupid as hell. You understand me? No, for real, it works both ways. Because we had been young, dumb as hell. Now we're old. And it just, it keeps on going. And we're here to keep building each other. Hoping to push this thing back a little bit more so that everybody can stop being stupid. Because the hardest thing in the world is to divest ourselves from all this ignorance. This dismal ignorance has been sold into us.
Hallelujah. You know what, I'm my very sincere, go sincere for a minute, my sincere slogan in my heart of hearts for this feast, you want to know what it is? Get oil, 2022.
Hallelujah.
Get oil. Where else they selling oil? For your lamp.
Yep.
And all the earth next week. Mm-hmm. October the 9th through the 16th, right? Go ahead. Come on. Talk to me, Brittany.
Oh, I was going to say, people are still calling. Trying to come to the feast.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Like, that's, how late would you be to your wedding? So the Father's saying, would you forget your wedding garment? Would a bride forget her adornment? Right? How late would you be? Pastor's always saying, you'd be late to the ark, you'd be late to your wedding, you'd be late to, especially, we got to go with your hue for a minute, right? Especially your people. We know who we're talking to. But honestly, get oil 2022. This is where it's at, in a very, very serious manner. And me and you were talking earlier when I said to you, when I said, this is get oil for me,
right?
The whole experience. I mean, what is your oil? You're going to get more faith, you're going to get built up, and you're going to get refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get whatever it is that you need to stick down in your pocket for a later time, you can get it here. This very priceless experience beyond what we could ever comprehend in our flesh. And I said to Brittany, get oil. You know, that's what I wanted to talk about tonight on the show. And even with Mother, I'll get her thoughts in a moment. But what did you say, Brittany, the very first thing that came to your mind?
Wow. The very first thing that came to my mind was Tabernacles. It was the Tabernacles right after COVID hit. And I don't think we did the Passover that year.
Correct, April 21st.
Right, but we did Tabernacles. And when I came to the land, you could just feel it was a different, it was another spirit here. And I was like, what is that? I don't really understand. But I really just started to notice looking out, just seeing the tribalness, the togetherness, the camaraderie of the saints, the closeness, the cohesiveness of the fellowships and the communities. That's when I really started to see it really take off.
The we're ready to shut our gate when we need to.
Right.
And we're ready to lock it when we need to. Mm-hmm. That kind of mind to the grind. And I remember, I don't remember his exact words, but I remember Elder Mitch speaking pretty serious about what COVID did for him and his community, if y'all remember. Mm-hmm. Just really like, all right, this is going to be our last stretch. We're going to hit the grind. And we're really going to, we're going to get some things that we need. We're going to build. We're going to do.
Right.
And he's been, you know, man, head down ever since,
right.
Really pressing forward, and so have all of our leaders, but appreciate what it did to us, for us, you know, it's God's mercy even in that, right?
Yeah.
Mother Jennifer, get oil 2022, what do you think?
Sister Ashley, you know, when we talk about, you know, what COVID did and what being apart from each other did, especially during an extended period of time when we were not able to come together, for Passover, and everyone, you know, had to celebrate in their respective areas. It made me think about something that you have said a lot. And I remember you saying to me almost every year, you would say, you know, there's going to come a point when we won't see each other again. So I'll treat every time I see you, I'll treat it like it's my last time seeing you. And I remember you've always had that mentality of really appreciating everyone as if it's your last time that you will see your sister or your brothers. And it really does change your perspective, you know, even when you live on the land with the saints that you live with, the ones that you labor with, even if you're not on community and you are blessed to travel to the hub for the feast. It makes you really appreciate seeing every single person, and it makes you think, okay, if this was the last time that I would see these brothers and these sisters, help me to just really respect them and show them how much I love them through my servitude, because it might be the last time. Sister Ashley.
I remember the first time that I said to you, that very statement that, you know, I'm really going to treat it like the last time I'm going to see even you. I remember the first time that I said that was actually the last time that you stayed in the Bell's house before Elder was made an elder.
Mom.
He used to stay with us when he was brother. They never came back. So even that was a small change. Like, there was a never again. Like, Elder Rubus did not stay at the Bell house anymore. And so things changed. Families change. Wives are taken.
Right.
You know, children are birthed. Like, it was always evolving. So it's definitely a deep appreciation when you've been in it this long. I'm telling Brittany, just like last week on the show, we've known each other 8 years.
Right.
Right? I've known some saints 12, 13, saints here 15, you know. And this is family. We've changed a lot. Some of us have aged a lot. I now have young sisters, right? And what'd you say?
Little sisters.
You asked me in the garden, what'd you say?
I said, how is it having this many little sisters?
And do you remember what I said?
That you never had a little sister before.
Yes, I said, never had a little sister before. It was very different. What else did I say? I basically, like, you're almost like a nurturer, kind of like a little mama.
Like a little mom to you.
Yeah. You kind of feel like that sometimes, Diana. She smiles. Tammy does, right? Miss Love does. Miss Love gives, I say Miss Love to Cheyenne. Cheyenne gives me her daily hug. I said to Brittany, they hug me, but it's probably in pain sometimes. She laughs because it's like, I've never done more correcting in my life. And what did I tell, Diana, I said, someone told me that I had left my a few garments. There was three of the Bell's pants, like one was Deacon, some of the boys' pants, in our laundry room. Somebody already told me that. Then the day goes by, and somebody's bringing them to me, the second person, because I didn't go get them, obviously. But I just had to correct Diana for, you didn't cover your breakfast this day, ma'am, right? But I'm over here getting my pants out to, thank you for bringing them. But I'm not telling her.
That's my little sister,
right? I'm not telling Ms. Love that my desk is a mess. I'm telling her hers is, right? And we're in the same school. But anyway, it's part of family. You know what I mean? Like, when I'm coming to you or I'm saying something, I know me, you know?
Yeah.
But this is family, so. Hey, yeah. 2022. So let's jump to you. That's up to you. You're learning more about tribal and just getting out of self, right? Or
absolutely.
Family. What do you, say something.
Well, how Pastor was talking about, maybe I want to
speak
up.
Yes. Yeah, we want to strip you, yes.
Yes, and I'm going through that. I'm going through a huge purge.
Yes.
Spiritually, physically, with thoughts that were hammered in my head from the time I was born about having a house, my house, like he was saying.
Absolutely.
I'm learning to be selfless instead of selfish.
What was any of you, anybody can speak up, what was your idea of, okay, going into the kingdom, even if you were a Christian or whatever you believe, going into the kingdom, what was going to be, what were you going to get? A mansion? What was it going to be like? What was taught?
Honestly, the only thought I ever had was, I just pictured myself laying at the Messiah's feet.
Yes. So did you know that some people believe they're going to get a huge mansion and a huge this and a huge that and, like, just everything, right? I'm glad that you had that righteous heart because I'm going a different way.
Oh.
It's humorous. It's humorous that the Messiah said you'll get a place in a mansion. That's
yeah.
it. So the my house idea is like, no, ma'am, you're going to share even there.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
You're going to be side by side with somebody else in a place in a mansion. And that's really what we do here, right? We share.
Mm-hmm.
We share everything.
Everything.
Right? It'll piss everybody off, but you're going to share. Right?
Right.
So is that new for you?
It is.
Okay. What about it? What comes to mind?
I don't know, a lot. All of it's different because I live by myself. I live in a house by myself. So even just having somewhat like me staying with Mama Barb, that's different. I haven't had a quote-unquote roommate since college. Right, so that's been a little different. Even coming to, even being in the dining hall eating meals.
It's everybody.
So,
you can look at me. I can look at you. You can see if I got a spirit.
Right.
I can see if you got a spirit.
Exactly.
Yes. I can see what's in your coffee cup or
exactly.
not.
Yes.
I can see if you're fasting or not.
Right.
I mean, you know, not that that's what we're looking for, but
yes.
it is that close, right?
Yes,
elbow
ma'am.
To elbow. I was telling Zana even, I said, one good thing about the community that all flesh probably experiences is, do you want to stay inside? Sure. Absolutely.
Right.
Do you want to not come out? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But the idea that you have to come out to eat and to be amongst the people really gets you out of self.
Mm-hmm.
You'll always fight the, I want to stay in. It's just going to be there, right? But when you come out, you feel better.
You do.
It perks your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
No more, like, if I was isolated, I would be able to be heavy.
Exactly.
I'd be able to be negative.
Exactly.
I can isolate to my own mind and get in my own depressed world,
yeah.
leave me the hell alone.
Yeah.
Right. But coming out every day, even that is like his mercy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's
always.
Like, shake it, Christina. Get
mm-hmm.
out of yourself. Come
absolutely.
Out of your door. You're
right.
smiling because you know.
I do. Absolutely.
Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer, your turn.
Yes.
Sorry, Sister Ashley. I wanted to just, you know, say that the thing that I think about, too, when we are able to come together and we go to the feast, you know, we come together as community come together. I think about those who have started off in different places, like, excuse me, Sister Christina is talking about her transition, you know, and her going through a purging, and she's transitioning right now to another place. And it makes me think about those who have started together with us in Georgia. And when we see them at the feast, it just really makes you happy at how far they've come. You know, I think about people like Sister Melinda, who started in Georgia, but she's now in Goshen, and Sister Tammy started in Georgia. Brother Victor, Sister Jordan, they came through Georgia. And even Sister Bonnie is in Georgia, but, you know, she started out in Texas. And I even look at how excited the sisters are from Texas when they get to see Sister Bonnie. And, you know, they see that now she's a wife and she's a mommy. So those are things that just really fill my heart with so much joy when you are able to come together and see how people have just, you know, evolved in their own lives. Sister Ashley?
Think about this scenario too, Mother Jennifer. At our community, for example, even I'm going to say some names of everybody that's either leaving. All these people are either leaving right after the feast or they're leaving during this winter at some point. Brittany, Ziana, Janice, I assume Tammy at some point, right? Nadia,
yeah.
That's five. Carlisle, he's been here for months, right? At least maybe 5 months or so. A huge helping hand. That's six. That's six less people. Cheyenne eventually will go, right? And people do shift. They get married. They move on. They have families, whatever. And so then what happens? Then we take in more. Then we take in someone else. And, you know, family grows bigger. It's going to be, it really is going to be a hit on the labor, you know, to have that many people that have, thank you so much, both of you, to everybody, all of you, the names that I've called. It's amazing what you're able to come together and do. But that's from my perspective, Mother Jennifer. What do you think about that, huh?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. It definitely is, you know, something to think about, how many women, how many people you have on the land now. And it's like, you know, everybody gets trained up. Everybody starts to really learn how to have one mind. And then you have all these minds that are trained up. You have them leave. And then you start all over again. So, you know, it's kind of bittersweet. I don't want to say bitter, but it's a sweet thing, but it is kind of sad at the same time. But you are happy that they are able to move on, just knowing that you have helped to raise them up and help to put something in them, and now they can go and they can teach someone else. I want to say, you know, we were talking about, you know, the doctrine of Christianity and how it teaches you that you're going to have your own mansion, you know, how you'll have your own this or your own that. You'll never have to share. And it really is a huge setup for disappointment, because when you come into the faith, you learn that it doesn't work that way. You know, you are taught to be tribal the way that Yah intended it. You are taught to share. And I can say that, you know, there's a young daughter here, Selena. I've never heard her complain a day in my life about having to share anything, you know, having to give up anything. I've never heard her complain about that at all. And it just really speaks to the level of maturity. And I think, you know, that people can really learn when you look at someone such as herself. You can just really learn what it is to be content. You can learn true contentment. And I just wanted to say I appreciate that about her. And there are other daughters as well, but I just wanted to bring her name out because I really do appreciate that in her. Sister Ashley?
Yes. Glory. Hey, I want to bring up Sister Sakina. Do y'all remember on, hey, Gigi, bless you. We're having a fun show, little participation. Hey, do y'all remember on Shabbat when, I mean, I remember even glancing over, which I often don't do, and seeing Sakina just really rejoicing at the idea of, you know, I don't know, community coming together, whatever, really seeing self, and, like, she was just like, yes, like, she really, really connected with her, and it wasn't long after that, just minutes later, that pastor actually called her name and used her as an example, like, you would have seen you, right, the way that you see you.
Right.
Sakina, come on up, step forward, please. Look, big thumbs up. Say something. What was really in the heart that day? If you can speak loud enough, you can sit from there, but what was in the heart that day? Or what's it like in the grind every day, cooking with the saints, you know?
It's just the truth. I mean, I don't know
It brings a lot of transformation.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Timmy. We are enjoying a lemonade slushy, passing it around. So, yeah, go ahead.
It was the truth. If this was the truth, if you allow it to be the truth, I guess, as you say that, because this, as I've seen, there's been many people come, and you would think they had the same testimony or could attest to the same thing, but it's not the same. But you don't have no choice. It's literally somebody in your face every 5 seconds. You try to go to this part of the kitchen, tomatoes. And it's like, oh,
you're
my
sharing
God.
Your countertop on your birthday. So many people. We're canning hundreds of jars of something while you need the same burner and you're waiting on it.
Yes.
We're trying to communicate about it.
She said,
I got to deal with y'all people in here.
And the funniest thing is when he said it, I was like, this is true. I never knew how wicked I was until I met Deacon Bell.
Wait, pause. You know I got to pause right there. The love of my life, can I say that? She brought up Deacon Bell. You didn't know how wicked he was.
I'm so.
Why? What do you mean? I don't even know y'all's relationship like that. What's going on? Tell us.
I can honestly say I've been rebuked and corrected by probably everybody on this land. Like, literally, like, no joke. And, you know, in each person's own personality type of way, but I think I've been rebuked by everybody. But nobody seems to be getting on me like that Deacon Bell boy. He'd be in a tree limb.
Oh,
bless you, Deacon.
Oh, man.
No, but you know that it's love because you know the one thing that's always said is like, man, we see more in you and we see greater in you that you can go to. I remember you had this conversation with me before, I know you can do this, so I'm going to put you in a situation where you're not going to like it, and you're going to do it, you know, in that regard. And you have to be around saints in order to see yourself. You have to. I lived in Florida. I would call Mother Jennifer, what am I supposed to do with this, and how am I, you know, and it's nothing like when you start being around the saints on a daily basis. I live here. So it's like,
You see what's happening in Florida right now. Have you checked it out? They're going
to
a small.
My mom.
Your mom, is she in that area? Anybody you know?
Yeah, she gets the eye passed over her about, it's not an eye, it's tropical storm, but it passed over about 3 in the morning. So they're just getting the downpour and the strong wind.
Okay.
So.
I know you're glad you've gotten up out of that city. Everybody else, hey, can we give a hand clap for those who are glad to see the saints? Hallelujah. Hey, let's show them. You know what? Praise y'all. That's right. Mother Jennifer, we're going to go to a break. We're going to play a song. And I'm gonna leave my audience to do what they always do, which is they make a little noise, they bang some beats, they sing in the background. I hope it sounds smooth coming in through your speakers because I have no idea how it's going to be heard. But, hey, let's hit a music break. We'll be right back. Hope you're enjoying the show. Here we go. I like this song. Mother Jennifer chose this. This is going to be one of my new favorites. You know I love to hear children sing. I really, really do. Here goes. We bale is, when you hear we bale, it means thank you, hallelujah. Possibly in Swahili, I don't know. My sister Hannah or Sharon might help me out on that one, but we bale, here it goes. It's really, really awesome. Y'all ready? Have fun. Come on, Shine.
Webale. Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer, thank you so much for sharing that with me. Webale means thank you. You can find that. It says Watutu Children's Choir, but I really enjoy. I really enjoy that. Thank you so much. Mother Jennifer, any thoughts or anything from your audience while on break?
Sister Ashley, I must say that we first heard that from Praiseland. They introduced us to Webale, and we started listening to it here. So I'm happy that I can pass it along to you all. But we first heard that from the Praiseland Saints. Bless you.
Hallelujah. We enjoyed it. All right, we're back with Brittany. We're back with Christina, Ziana, Sammy, Sakina, Cheyenne, and Gigi. Anybody else behind her?
Kira.
They were laughing a little bit even too at Yaor. Yaor is here tonight. He was bobbing his head, right? Dancing. Hallelujah. All right. So, what else can we say? You know, I found out today that there are only 20 people on our Wi-Fi.
Oh, yes.
Man. I have never known that.
Yeah.
And we were all outside, Mother Jennifer, and we were doing chicken, they were cutting chicken, and I'm like, Grandma Vicky, I send everybody to you for the Wi-Fi password. I don't know if everyone knows, but the reason why we can't just all have it is because you can also download illegal things under our name.
Mm-hmm.
Which has happened. Or, you know, you can get fined, all kinds of stuff. So it's just not safe to have that many people with access to our internet. So we have a guest password, right? So anyway, I tell her that I send everybody to you for the Wi-Fi password. Like, is it the same? Are you going to post it up? What are you going to do? And she's like, I don't think people understand. There's a 20-person limit. It's just a house. Like, Wi-Fi, it's not, like, a business or professional, like, Hardee's, you know, drive-through or somewhere you go and park in the parking lot and get Wi-Fi. Like, this is different. And that was kind of funny because everybody at the table, I'm like, hey, everybody, there's 12 of us probably out there. What do y'all do when somebody comes to you for the Wi-Fi password? Everybody said, send them to Vicky. And she's looking like, oh, you know, like, that's why everybody comes to you, Grandma Vicky, because you know the password, you know. But just so y'all know that I've just now found that out. I didn't know. 20 people limit. So somebody joins, and then another person gets kicked off. Like, it's a 20-person limit. Hallelujah. She said cutthroat. So tell me one of your favorite moments at any feast, Sister Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm going to share mine. I shared it right before the show. It was, we were doing like a sound off. It was kind of like an accident that we all went outside to praise. A little bit smaller than it is now, of course. There was, that was 2018, right, Sakina? Yes. So sisters were praising up in the pavilion, and it kind of filled up fast. There was a lot of them. And then brothers somehow end up on the other side, and there was a lot of them. And we're just singing sound off. Like, it was beautiful. It was really anointed and praising back and forth. That was really cool. It was one of my favorite moments of any feast. What about you?
Man, my favorite moments are always seeing the multi move. You know, I love seeing
of
the
course.
Saints. But I really do come just to see the power of Yah. You know, growing up, I always had a insecurity or just being unsure about whether or not the Father heard me when I prayed or heard me when I cried out to him. So to come to the feast and to be able to see Yah move, to be able to see his power manifested, to see the healings that take place, the answered prayers, those are always my favorite moments.
Get oil. Can somebody say get oil?
Get oil.
Yes, get oil 2022. What about you? Favorite moments?
The first time I felt the anointing in the tabernacle.
Ooh. Very first time.
Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Which pastors always say, you feel the anointing from inside you. That's where,
yeah,
that's the location.
The burning. Fire. Like.
But when you're around everybody else who's feeling the anointing and the power is just magnified
right.
from inside you, it's hard
yes.
to contain. Go ahead.
It was just,
this is the moment you'll always remember.
Always remember, and I always look forward to feeling it again.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's beautiful. Pastor's always said the anointing is better than any drugs.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
The first thing I told my husband when I got the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Yes. And from a rough background, that is very personal. It's a very personal statement.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yes. Anybody else want to share their favorite moment? Or are you just all listening? Everybody listening? Kenny, you got a favorite? No way, huh?
I do want to touch and agree that praise and worship, like, when I used to praise at home, that was amazing. Like, it was amazing because it's just me and Yah. But coming here, praising here for, like, the first time, like, it was just, it felt like the whole building was jumping up and down with you. Like, it was amazing. Like, I felt like I could go for hours, and it didn't matter how my feet was feeling. Like, I didn't care about how my body was feeling.
Yeah.
It was, wow, it's just amazing to praise together. Like,
it is amazing. And you know, by nature, of course, women are more, can I say timid? I don't mean to speak like, you know, just timid. Like, by nature, we're more conscious of our bodies, right? Just jumping up and down, wearing the support that we have to wear on our bodies. And then, of course, some of us having children, you're constantly aware of he's right beside you, she's right beside you, giving them a little area to run around. Or, you know, kind of like still watching them, being a steward over them. So we have those distractions in our mind that we have to fight through. Mm-hmm. And then what'd you just say? Insecurities, right? Growing up, does he even hear me? So then you have the devils to fight, right? That everybody's looking or what, all that type of stuff. And in those powerful moments, the anointing really breaks the yoke of a lot of that.
Yes,
and that's the beauty of, that's a big difference too from going from your house praise to in a large environment. But, you know, I really, it's a get oil moment. So let's come to be filled, really, really filled up and maintain, you know, spiritual communication and righteous communication and ask questions and gain faith, you know, deny your unbelief. Yeah, go ahead, Brittany, say it out loud.
Get deliverance.
Get deliverance. Yes, right. You wouldn't want anybody to come here and not get it, right? If they need it, this is where it's at. Ask somebody. Doesn't have to be somebody who lives here. There's a lot of people that live on community. There's a lot of people that can help you if you don't live on community and you want to just walk up to somebody who you know does. They'll point you in the right direction. I have a lot of trust in those who are sacrificing and coming and living together. But Jennifer, your thoughts?
Sister Ashley, I want to go back to, you know, when you talked about the Wi-Fi password. I always tell people that the best time that I have ever had, the best experience I have ever had is when Elder Rufus and I first showed up on the land in Tennessee, and our cell phones did not work. And we were invited to stay on the land for 3 weeks. So for 3 weeks, we did not have a phone signal. We didn't ask for a Wi-Fi password. We didn't ask for anything. And it was just an opportunity for us to be able to help work on the land, to get the deliverance that we needed, to just really get filled with what we needed. We were poured into. It was the best time. There were no phone calls. There were no emails from the outside. It was like, straightway is all that existed. And when we finally left, and, you know, we got on Highway 40 and all the emails started coming in. All the missed calls started showing up. And I remember just really wanting to throw the phone out of the window because it was such a time of peace. And so what I say is if you can, take advantage of the fact of not having the Wi-Fi. Take advantage of you know, not having the outside world ministering to you. Just really unplug yourself and just really submit yourself to what the Father is doing in you on the land. Those are the best times. They really are. I also wanted to say that, you know, one of my favorite things to do is when we are on stage during praise and worship, I love looking out in the crowd, and I love seeing praise and worship being led, of course, by the brothers and then the women following, and there's no insecurity at that point. It's just everybody is having a moment between themselves and the Most High, and to me that is so beautiful because it's just of what we will experience in the kingdom.
Yes.
Sister Ashley?
Beautiful. I'm glad you brought up the stage. I actually had someone ask me one time, like, what's it like standing in front of all the brothers like that? Like, is it intimidating or whatever? And I must say no, because I'm so connected to the sisters. Like, it's they're doing their thing, but I think from a righteous standpoint, I love my sisters. That's where I'm at. That's who I'm singing with. That's who I'm, you know, connected to, if I can say it in a way like that. And honestly, the brothers are even humorous and hilarious when they start singing in the off note or whatever. That's always funny when I'm trying to come in on the right note, you know. Here's Zion. Take him again for a second. He's getting a little bit loud. He's sleepy. Forgive us, y'all. We got a little 8-week-old, nine, I don't know. I'll say 8 weeks for next 2 months. But no, I really, like, I'm inspired by, you know, the praise. You can see the bondage, too. You know, you can feel that. But I think maybe in the world perspective would be, and y'all know those singers and those worshipers and, you know, really just entertainers or whatever, they would probably be led by completely different spirits, totally, I don't know, feeling lust and bonds and controls and all those, you know, what is it, what would it be, like alluring and attractions and all that, because you're in front of the men, like, no, are you kidding? None of that happens. And like Pastor's always said, the brothers go up front to praise and sing, and they're our leaders anyway, they're who we admire, and we're in the back. And I think a lot of women have really overcome in the area of praise, like I said, with all the walls that have to come down, all the distractions in your own mind that have to come down. So that's a good praise report. Mm-hmm. Now I want to ask Mother Jennifer, I'm going to ask, Christina's going to share a testimony. None of us know what she's going to say. But please ask anyone in your audience if they have a testimony of Jesus Christ. I did a really short teaching with all the classmates and the students on the land, all the children this week. I taught them about the word proclamation, and we did some practices on, you know, proclaiming things when they feel opposite and really condescending to their level, too. Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever felt fear? What did you do? You know, like, really interactive, and taught them some proclamations, right? And then after proclamations, we did testimonies. And I was really led that day, I believe, because I don't know if they've ever had a chance to testify the way that we do. But hey, at Get Oil 2022, testify when you come here. Testify to somebody else what Jesus Christ has done for you. That's what it's about, putting him in our lips, you know, and letting him be praised and get the glory. And for the students, it was really beautiful because they all got to express themselves in a way that maybe they've never been able to share that story, you know. So we learned that verse. We overcome him, who's the him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. So at the end of every single testimony, we would say it like this. Everybody say, Brittany, Brittany, okay. Brittany overcame him, by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb. Like it's a repeat, right? By the word of our testimony. Yeah, so it was really fun, interactive. But I'm going to jump to Christina just to share a testimony. Let's see how you have overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony.
Well, this is a healing testimony. When I came into the faith, I had a lot of problems in my hips, and I actually walked. Sister Tanasa used to say, I hate that spirit that makes you walk like a cripple. And she laid hands on me a couple times. And I felt burning. And I would feel a little bit better, but it was a constant, everyday pain in my hips. I came here for Passover. And right before I came, I had received a phone call from someone in my past, a family member in my past, that had, there was a lot of unforgiveness, and I was able to forgive them, and I came here for Passover, and I was serving, and I was walking up and down the hill 5-6 times a day, and I don't know if you remember that, you put me on the reefer truck.
Uh-huh, I remember. Do you remember not telling me that you had hip issues, ma'am?
Yeah, I don't usually.
She was not going to claim the thing. She was going to work. Y'all got to know my sister.
Yes, ma'am. And I was walking up the hill, and I was like, I was by myself, and I realized I didn't have any pain.
Hallelujah.
And I waited 3 days before I said anything to anybody, and then I said to Sister Tanasa, I was like, I don't have any pain.
Hallelujah. All the years of pain working.
Yes, ma'am.
And you would say it was unforgiveness bound, right? I mean, that was the...
Unforgiveness, yeah. And I think that I think it has something to do with serving
too.
Yeah.
And just doing it with a grateful heart.
Getting out of self.
I don't have any, like, I don't know, it's just love.
Yeah.
You know, I'm serving in love, and I, now the only time my hip ever hurts me is when I really overdo it.
Mm. Yeah.
When I overdo it.
And being in community, being community-minded, traveling here, I mean, and you're getting an awesome opportunity to open up for you in your future, too. It's gotten you out of self big time, right?
Absolutely.
Gotten your family out of just family,
yep.
Right, into a bigger family, a different mind,
yep.
Right? All that is very healing.
Yes, ma'am.
It's very healing. Anybody else have anything? It's okay if you don't. Just scanning your mind. Everybody was just listening. Mother Jennifer, anybody from your end have a testimony?
Yes, ma'am. Sister,
yes,
Ashley,
ma'am.
Sister Hadassah wants to share something.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Welcome, Hadassah, to the mic.
Shalom, my sisters.
Shalom. Big shalom. Hallelujah, shalom.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I had it muted at first.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to come on briefly and say that I can recall when early on coming into the ministry, going to my first deliverance, mass deliverance. And I remember in that mass deliverance, this was for the Passover, actually. This was our first Passover. And I can remember being very fearful to the point where I thought everything was going to jump on me because I had never experienced that before. And I can recall myself and another sister being in the same state. And pastor comes up.
That sister was me. She's trying not to put me on blast, but we were both in the same boat. Go ahead.
And pastor comes up to us. He says, "Hey, how y'all doing?" And we're like, "We're fine." He said, "Well," he said, "okay, well, we'll get out there and help." And mother and I looked at each other like, "Help me, please." I wanted to put that out there. Because we got up, we obeyed, we went to go help, having no idea what we were doing. But I speak to that because now, fast forward, having the opportunity now, knowing what it means to see the saints being set free, truly being a free partaker in receiving deliverance and assisting other saints to get free alone, is I enjoy that aspect of the feast as well, being able to see the saints get free and watching the growth from feast to feast.
Hallelujah. Sister Ashley?
Praise y'all. I testify that I don't know how many years of feast that I was like, I was just stuck in a feast mode of course, serving, doing my responsibility or whatever, but really having certain people that I continually talked with, dealt with, served with, worked with, and something clicking and going, there's, like, a lot of people that I haven't spoken to, talked to. Like, it just didn't dawn on me. That's all. I guess you just get in such a, right? Everybody's shaking their head in here. You just know. It's true. Sakita says true. And, I mean, even a community can do that. Like,
right.
you stick together with your community. We're going to move like this, like, well-oiled machine, right? Go A, B, C, move here, there, to everywhere together. And that is what you should be doing, right? Or however your leader leads you. But then there's a point where you snap out of it and go, wait a second, let me spin this Get Oil 2022 experience really speaking to others too, because it's the people you say you miss all year long that comes here for a short week that leaves and go, shoot, I miss them again because I didn't get a chance to see you. Go ahead, Sakina. Oh, no, I'm done. I love this type of fellowship. Please step up.
No, I have to say that I honestly can say that I agree with what you're saying, because you do get caught up in the fellowship. And I remember, like, my first year where I was told to put spaghetti in a Ziploc bag.
Okay.
It'll never be forgotten. No.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'll never forget. But it was the first year, and I remember sitting down in the dining hall and watching the communities just be to themselves, like, Georgia was here, Houston was here, Casey was here, Tennessee was
everywhere.
So I remember saying, man, I don't want to be just isolated to one particular, you know, wherever you are. You don't want to be isolated, because to me, that's what forms the bond. That's how people get to know you. They hear your name, they can face to face and see you praise all day long, but when it comes to the feast, it's like, I need to go talk to you. Even if it's just, hey, because I am busy. But even if it's, hey, how you doing? God bless you, sir. Seeing your testimony, God. Even if it's that, so that fueled me from that point to literally, like, I'm everywhere. I might be up at Goshen. You might see me in Praiseland. I may go mess with KC. I'm done with these people here. The temple is here. Yes, I'm done with them. But, you know, I'm trying to make sure that I'm going to each and every community or homestead or group of people mm-hmm. and just be over there. Hey, girl, how you doing? Yeah, all right, girl. All right, bless you. I got to go. Got to do the ice.
Pause. If everybody don't know the ice joke that I started,
right.
Jess got to do ice 24/7. Obviously, you got to count it, sort it, individually bag it, sandwich bag it, or something. Because if it's always the ice, there's nothing else getting done. Like, hey, chef, what are you doing? Ice, chef, what are you doing? Ice, chef, what are you doing? It's like 24/7. So it's a little joke on the inside. Like, you really ain't doing ice all day. Like, that's not what you're doing. It's just the fact that she ain't got to it yet. So she say ice 24 times in a day. Hey, talk about the ice for a second. Really, what's that job like? Let us into your world. Seriously.
We have our jokes and everything, but I remember one sister, she was like, man, how you doing this ice? I'm like, okay. So she actually got to see, like, it's more than just going to Walmart buying ice. You are over the ice for the entire community. So when we have meals during the week, Tomoko got to have ice. We have to have ice for the cooler. I have to have Elder's ice cracked, ready to go, and they get a specific type of ice. Most people know the big cubes, but that's reverse osmosis. They don't get tap water. They don't get this. They get specific ice. I have to count the liquor. I have to give a count of each and every bottle that's in that liquor room, from the wine. Glasses have to be made sure they're clean, not chipped, broke. I have to count the juices y'all drink. I have to count the sweet and sour mixes, the salt that goes on a margarita rum. I have to let Mother know I need cups, everything. So it's a lot more. I have to count and estimate how much beer you're going to drink from Sabbath to Sabbath. During the feast, I got to have 4 coolers filled up 2-3 times a night. And we talking, the Yeti takes 5.5 cases. So the Yeti plus the Cabela is 10, 11 cases, 12, if I can kind of squeeze them in there. Plus the other 2 cases.
How many cases of beer would we drink at a typical Tabernacle night, a long night fellowship?
I would say 30 to 40.
Wow. In one night.
If we have a long night, 30 to 40
cases of beer.
I'm filling up 4 coolers.
Go ahead and tell them plus what?
Plus the strong drink. That's not including the strong drink that goes on the elder's table and the strong drink that goes on the sister's table. So a lot of alcohol is consumed.
In moderation, if you say that. And a lot, I mean, Pastor's always said it, that you could actually get people to relax, to enjoy a drinking experience amongst themselves, to praise the Father, and to not be foolish, like, in a sense, like, no fighting and the contention and the things that the quarrels and everything that happened in the world, you know, from just a few beers.
Right.
It's a totally different spirit. Yeah. So just a little side joke, though, we say ice, we give her a hard time, and she's going to go count this ice again, like all 6 cubes or whatever. Like, we really, like, it's a joke between her circles. You know, everybody takes it lower, but we know that you got that going on.
Passover is the shortest feast, right? We went through 120 bags of ice just on the cooler alone.
120 bags of ice on the Passover feast.
So think about Tabernacles.
Tabernacles.
8 days
hundreds
long.
Hundreds and hundreds of bags of ice, yeah. You've stored them in the back of the refrigerator truck before at the very, very, very end,
the first
right?
time, yeah, they did like they blocked off the back, so the very back where the ice is kind of more like a freezer because there's no, you know, nobody's going in and out of there, so they have kept it really cool in that back. And the first, I don't know what happened the last time, but the first time they did it, it was really, really amazing. I hope they could do it again this year.
Last Tabernacle?
Yes. Remember when y'all had the,
yes,
it was like a big, thick thing back there. It was so dope.
Well,
it kept the ice solid.
Alex was helping us with, Alex, didn't you help me find the guy with the ice? Forgive me if it was somebody else. I think it was Alex. And she used to help me, like, find the guy with the ice. Find the guy. I wanted a guy that would, like, have this huge outdoor tent. right? That we could all eat and enjoy our experience under Pastor O'Kay. They proved it. Yeah, like let's find it. Let's look for it. You know, it was $8,000 later, and then the thousands that go into the chairs and tables, like, it was just not practical. Like, no, right? And so anyway, we have thought of some of those ideas, and so here comes the guy with the ice, and he's got to ice the machine that'll mm-hmm. actually, like, make it for us. That's yep. okay? So you would think, oh, this is a great idea. He shows up, and he refuses to go down the hill. He's not allowed, he says, by his company to drive his truck down the hill. Okay, so unload here, right? Unload right here. And then there was excuses from that. Like, no, because if I unload it here for you, your address is there. The person that comes to pick it up will get me in trouble, right? And he will say, it was dropped off at a different location or whatever. It was just a lot of excuses, but we tried, you know. So back to Walmart and Chef Suburban.
That man was scared. He pulled up and seen them men with some guns and didn't know what to do. They said there were rifles. Like, well, you supposed to be here? Because he was in an unmarked white truck.
And I can imagine, though, honestly, like, our minds, okay, we can walk by our security team and not fear. Right. Mm-hmm. But honestly, with the mind of everything going on out there and the way that they really are making this huge deal with guns, right, and the carelessness of people with guns, that's the truth. I can see how their minds would really fear us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's interesting that even is brought up. Mother Jennifer?
Sister Ashley, you know, hearing about the taking on the task of taking care of the ice, it just really makes me think that when you are looking at the preparation that goes into the feast, that there's not one job that is minute or small. You know, taking care of the ice for the whole feast, or I see brothers transporting food up and down the hill for the whole feast. I remember one feast watching two sisters make iced tea. You know, that was their job. They made iced tea the whole feast. Even looking at the brothers doing the trash run the entire feast. And you might think that it seems so small, but what happens when the iced tea is not available for dinner, or the drinks are not cold during fellowship, or the food doesn't get up or down the hill, or the trash does not get taken? You know, think about it from that perspective. What happens if one of those jobs are not actually done? And it just shows you from an entirely different perspective how important these things are. And when you're doing these things for a thousand people, you know, it becomes a pretty large job. It really does. And it is a labor of love. Sister Ashley. I think you're on mute, Sister Ashley. Not sure if you can hear me, Sister Ashley. Can everyone still hear me? Can you please put in the chat room if you can hear me or not? All right, I think we're going to take a break until I can reconnect with Sister Ashley. So give me a moment. One thing I want to say before we take our break is I want to say that, you know, we talked about really getting to know other saints, getting to know other sisters. And I think this year would be a really good year if you see a sister, you see her every feast, you know her name. Take some time to labor with her. Take some time to wash the dishes with her. Take some time to actually get to know her. Take some time to talk to her. You know, don't just stick with your own group. Sticking with your own group is fine, but really take some time to get to know some people. Sister Ashley and I are coming up with some ideas on some activities that we can do to help the women really get to know each other even better. So I'm hoping this year will be the year that we are able to just connect in a completely different way. So we're going to take a short break, and hold on one moment.
Ashley, thank you so much.
You're back.
Yes. We don't know what happened. Tell them what happened, y'all.
Look, we don't know.
We started hearing the disconnect. I said, even Blog Talk's got ice jokes. And we started talking about the ice and all these wonderful jobs, and it just drops us. We heard dial tone. Hey, it's true. Tons of small jobs. We got a laundry team this year, right? They do laundry consistently for the chow hall, head covers and aprons, linens and towels. We have a water team. Big thank yous to Clarksville, Brother Ron. He dropped off 3 pallets of water, I think $479 a piece, plus filling up 5-gallon water jugs. He brought 66 already. Each community is coming, bringing 2. So that's going to be another 20. That's 78. We do refill them all again. That's just the stardust. You get it? So we actually, it's a big process for the water. Yeah, Brother Josh Turner, his father is Tommy. He has a team that's always been our food team. Don't know what I'd do without him and his team. Faithful. He loves it. Can you imagine us every day? That's no matter how long you stayed up the night before. That's every breakfast, every dinner. Yeah, that's a good working brother right there, and the team that's with them. So that's nice. Of course, Georgia running the chow hall, all the cooks that are prepping at 3 a.m. or the day before. You got Tanasa's team on the refrigerator truck. You got our shepherd's door constantly opening to everyone who needs him, who waited for him. As he always does orientation, we're looking forward to that. Please be at the orientation. It's probably going to be Thursday, Friday. That's the big days everybody shows. You got your tent set up already, Christina.
I don't know her.
We just arrived today, so hopefully and maybe.
We drove in. He dropped me off at the chow hall and then went up.
And he came in, too. I think he was looking for me because he knows we were talking today on Polo. Like, she's here. I'm like, thank you. I'll be right out. Hallelujah. What can we say? Anybody else? I mean, you know, is still taking care of Granny Ruth, Tammy, Cheyenne, Johanna, Granny Barb, still taking care of Granny Ruth, still doing some of the daily, weekly things. We're on a school pause. The homeschool moms are on break from now until the 18th. So that's a big, long break. But we do that. This is our life. We break for the feast, right?
Yeah.
What else? Anybody? Testimonies? Mother Jennifer, anybody from your end, anything?
No, ma'am. Sister Hadassah just said, I know we're quiet, but we're really enjoying being in here for the broadcast. So, hallelujah. They are.
Hey, I actually knowing that everybody who's excited about wanting to come and wanting to hear us talk and our stories, I didn't want to cut it short. Let's go to the music break, see what happens. I don't got much else to say. But bless you, sister, great broadcast from our Canada Saint Tom. Everybody really enjoys the crowd participation one. So we need a crowd participating.
Excuse me. Come on, Diane, try again.
Baby needs a nap, ma'am. Take baby. Ain't it nice that Diane comes to see us every time? She'll be here either way, but there you go, buddy. I don't know. We'll see. He's just little and needs mommy from time to time. Let's go to my next song. You know what? No, we're gonna go to the same one. I just like it too much. Here we go.
Thank you.
Way Ballet means thank you. Even Sharon, all the way over in Africa, is jamming with us. Praise God. Hey, even Sister Wenda and Brother Steve have posted in the chat room that the Skype has really grown since the sister broadcast. Remember we talked about that?
Oh, it's really cool to have a Skype community.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's great.
That would have been awesome. Yes.
What else? Come on, guys. Anybody? Anything? Yes, Tammy, come on.
I did want to say.
Step up.
All those young daughters on the land have really grown together in sisterhood, and I've really been enjoying that, spending time with each other, spending the night with each other, mm-hmm. talking about that really wouldn't want to talk about with anybody, but you talk about it anyway and realize you're all dealing with a lot of the same things, so I've really been enjoying that, and I really feel like I have blood sisters. So.
Yeah. That's beautiful. And there's probably, 6, 7, 8 of y'all or something? Yes, 7.
Six, 7.
And I remember when Cheyenne got here, too, and I was break the mold, right? Pastors and women can't live together. Break the mold. And you guys have grown, I'm sure, right? Learning each other and learning how to talk. Yeah. Cheyenne's really quiet. You gotta go poke at her, right?
Yeah, you have to go poke at her. I always tell them, if I'm doing something annoying, just, tell me. And she has this look she'll give me,
That's me telling you.
Yes, you better.
Nadia says, I love you all. Oh. Nadia, where is Nadia?
Nadia,
wait. Time out. Here comes that Nadia song. Go.
Nadia.
Cornbread, Nadia.
And
the chocolate chip cookies. Pastor had one the size of his hand on his show. Nadia's not here. A chocolate chip cookie ain't here. We got lemonade. Slushies. Nadia's texting, I love you all, and dancing text. And Nadia, I really just need to give you some money for Bobby because she's going to Sam's tomorrow. I really just need Bobby, but it's okay that you didn't come. Bobby, I'm going to send my list to you anyway. We're family. Bobby's got a Sam's card. It's a give-take, right? It's a give and receive. It's a give and receive. And we have to love each other, right?
That's a good understanding. So whatever's wrong with you, I got to love you. So you can, it's okay to expect it, not with the wrong mind, But Mother Jennifer, go ahead.
Sister Ashley Elder always says, I don't have to like you, but I'm charged to love you. So he just tries to lighten it up a little bit. But, even when you have somebody that the Father will put in your path to provoke you to righteousness, you're not going to always your flesh will not always like the things that you will go through because you're being provoked to righteousness. And you don't have to like it, but you're still charged to love. So we know that love is much, much deeper than liking someone. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. What sister said, love your sisterhood. You all sound like you live together every day. And hey, it's true. If you're wondering, not under one roof will refine you in every other way, I'm sure, imaginable. Some of you might have that experience here at the community. We don't. We have our own homes. And I think it really works well here because I've always said that we're able to break bread from house to house and really entertain a lot of people who come. So it really is, I'm sure, a goal for all communities that start under one roof. You begin to have to, as you get larger, have to break away into smaller, we don't have to, I shouldn't say that, but we did break into, you know, small branches and really pour into people when they come. You know, you can go get in Vicky's ear and find some information out, get in Grandma Barb's, move into her house, Brittany, for a few months. Grandma Barb has always been so hospitable, right?
Very true, yes.
The same with Grandma Barb, even when I was coming, 27, y'all remember the story? I heard in my spirit, first time I ever heard anything that wasn't a double, right, that literally get to straightway. I heard it very, you know, subtle, still small, get to straightway. It was 10 o'clock at night, maybe? 9, 10 o'clock at night. And I had came here once, I think, just to show appreciation to Pastor for giving me a Bible. I lived miles away, you know, 2 hours away. He drove out and gave me a Bible. So long story, I appreciated that. Just wanted to return the favor and came to service, right? Really loved it. Changed my life. Like, seeing it, it did something to me. But months later, I still had not returned. You know, you get back into doing what you're doing or whatever, and I don't think if y'all hadn't intervened, I would have come back. So it's really, really amazing what he did. So he started taking people out of my life that I cared about. Something would happen to them. And so I just kind of got to a really low place. Months later, a lot happened really fast. He took everybody, everything, and I literally was left alone. And I was in my apartment, and it was my, you know, I guess you want to say, saving moment, salvation moment to some Christian minds, but it was me on the floor using profanity to a creator. And I stood up, got up, didn't feel any, it felt lighter, but the scenario, the circumstance was the same, and then get to straightway. So I instantly obeyed that. I'm going to get there now. It's 10 o'clock at night. I don't know what you mean. Tomorrow, what's his voice? I don't know when I'm supposed to get there, but we're going to get there now. Where am I going to go? I went to Grandma Barb's. That's where I went. A baby's crying. Talk for a minute, Mother Jennifer.
Sister Ashley, I remember the first time that we were on the land at Straightway. And, you know, a lot of my stories go back to when Elder and I was first on the land at Straightway, because to me, those are the greatest moments where we were poured into and we were just, we truly experienced love like never before. And I remember we had a lot of time with Granny Barb, and Granny Barb really took her time just loving on us as a mother would do. And I remember the day Pastor told Elder, okay, y'all got to go back out. You know, we're going to send you back out, and you can come back during this time. And, you know, Granny Barb was such a mom to us, such a mother to us, that she made sure we had everything we needed. She filled up our vehicle with laundry detergent and, you know, everything that we would possibly need while we were away. And I remember looking at Granny Barb and I said, thank you so much for, you know, everything you do. And she just had this huge smile on her face. And she said, it's my joy to do. And you could tell that she just really loved serving the people. I remember when there was, I think there was like a tornado warning, and we had to sit in the tabernacle, you know, just until the storm passed over. And we were in there just reading the word and praising the Father. And it was just such a sweet time that we had with Granny Barb. So I remember the beginning times and, you know, how intimate it was when we first started out. There's still an intimacy to this day, but it is a little different because it's so large. I don't want to say it's not intimate because it is, but it was just different in the beginning, and there's truly an appreciation for that. I wanted to read a comment in the chat. It says that the word webale is a Luganda word translated to English, and it means thank you very much. It's an interjection of gratitude, politeness, in response to something done or given. So thank you so much for sharing that. Sister Ashley.
Sharon, hallelujah. Can we say webale?
Webale!
Yes! All right, let's sing it our way. Webale. Hit it, Sakina. Gotten them to do it live, so thank you very, very much. Nadia's still sending all the texts.
Yeah,
Hallelujah's from the chat room. Thank Yabo for our dear Granny Barb from the chat room. I really just wanted to entertain you all tonight, honestly. Sometimes it's more edifying than tonight, but I know you're still able to, whoever you are, wherever you are, to get something out of it. Yes, we're all growing, absolutely, in freedom and maturity. If you remember the interpretation of tongues that I always go back to, where the Father said, now's not the time, I'm gathering you together. He was speaking to those who are here now, the old guard, mm-hmm. right? This was 2012, 2013, I don't know, something like that. And it was a message for us because you guys were coming. It's not time to, you know, get settled, or because we did the grind work and we are no different, no better. It's just literally just a little bit earlier. That's it. Just a little bit earlier. And so it's not not time to get settled or really relax. Open your arms and open up your homes and open up your hearts and your minds to everyone who's coming and share what I've done for you. You know, way by way. Thank you, Father. But I most definitely hope that we continue to grow. You know, the longer you can stand and stay with the people and with the Father after he heals and endures us, mm-hmm. right? And how much have you grown in 8 years? Come on, Brittany, right?
Right.
How
yes,
much
ma'am.
Have you grown, Christine, in a few short years, right?
Night and day.
Yeah. And you continue to do that year after year after year after year. And you get more comfortable every time you come to see Ashley's yes. face, to see Brittany's face, right?
I feel like I'm coming home.
You're coming home?
I felt like that the first time I drove on the land. I think you'll probably remember this. I cried. The
yes.
whole feast.
And that's okay.
I saw the tabernacle. I cried. I saw the land. I cried. When I was walking down the hill and I saw everybody's houses, I cried. I just cried.
I hope you have one of those sentimental moments even this feast. I hope that your first love is always, you know, like a memory and you can connect. Even going somewhere, like even living here, I go places alone. You know, I go to the creek alone, or I go on this walk alone, or that, or like to never lose my appreciation and to really connect with the Father and to not be so busy that I don't, you know, give him some time. I'm glad you brought that up because it reminds me. There's some sisters that will spend nights in their tent, you know, with just them and Yah and their Bible, mm-hmm. you know. And then there's some sisters that, like, love the fellowship and the camaraderie up the hill and in the chow hall. Like, there's such a variety of places to go and people to talk to. So don't forget to try something maybe you've never tried. You know, blow it down. Blow this beard down and make it really, really last. Get oil. Right?
You sound like my master.
Really?
Blow
it
down. Said I want, because last, I missed Passover, but last Tabernacles I worked. I didn't get to fellowship a whole lot. And he said, I want to see you in that fellowship hall.
Yeah, slow down, right?
Yep. He's like, you need to enjoy your sister's life here.
Yes. And slow down your mind when someone's talking to you and hear what they're saying, because it can be often crazy with, you know, you got 10 things in your mind when someone's talking, like, just take it. Because everybody's rushing somewhere, right?
Yep.
Rushing to the shower, rushing up the hill, rushing to breakfast, rush, right? No, slow it down. I do. I find, like, moments every single day to slow it down. And y'all know I still have my responsibilities. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it makes it more meaningful, connect with people and slow it down, not to worry about the next moment. Anything else? Mother Jennifer, anything else?
No, ma'am. Nothing else. I'm just enjoying. I really enjoyed the broadcast tonight, and all the love and the energy that came forth. So I have nothing else.
Hallelujah. I thank the Father for everything, honestly and sincerely, what he's done inside of you that no man knows but you alone. And that's a lot. If you think about just what he's done in this room, right? And despite, like, what we feel, the pressures, the oppression, the spirits, the voices, any of those things that you've experienced, he's kept you, and you've grown and excelled, and you're in a different place than you were even last feast, you know? And he's worthy of praise. Can we say, Weibale?
Weibale!
Yes. Mother Jennifer, I hope you jam one more time with us, because we're going to jam one more time to this song. Is there anybody, last chance, in your crowd that wants to say anything?
Nothing over here, but hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Are you ready for it now? I'm talking. Hold on. We planning something. Hold on. At the very end? Or right now? You want to do Way Ballet one more time and go and fade out? All right. Here. I'm out of the mic. We're ending with this. Go ahead. Hold this, Christina.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on up.
Oh, you're here.
Oh, you gotta
hold it, Zion. You can hold the...
Okay.
The... There you go. Power of the Most High. Yeah, come on.
Power of the Most High. Power of the Most High.
Glory to the King.
Yeah.
Glory to the King.
Glory.
Glory to the King. Glory to the King.
Yeah.
Glory.
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 Thank you.